to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Monday fun day.
Happy Monday.
Nico and Cheyenne. And maybe baby too.
Ooh.
What?
That was spicy.
You got to throw that in there a little bit. I hope everybody had a fantastic weekend. Mine was pretty packed up with some action-packed stuff. A lot of packing happening
into the weekend.
Realized that my wife's birthday is coming up in about 2 weeks-ish.
Yeah.
The 20th, so close around there. And we have a dead tree in my front lawn.
Oh, no.
Like, it did not survive the summer of 2024, which was absolutely brutal for this type of tree. It's a ash tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it got ashy, really bad. And it's been so bad looking in the front of our house. And we just got our entire house painted. So I was like, we got to do something about this.
Did you rip it out?
So I just grabbed the Sawzall. And the tree, mind you, not a small tree, but not a huge tree. Probably about 15 feet tall. I just started grinding on it. I just started sawzalling all the limbs off of it.
Oh my gosh.
I'm done with this tree. I'm done with it. Because I'd been watering it up until this point.
Yeah.
Needless to say, it was not recovering. So that's what I did on my Sunday, and just tore this tree down to a stump.
Wow.
And now, if anybody has a stump removal tool other than their arms, because I was like, it's just going to come right out of the ground, right?
No. It's not.
No.
Its roots are firmly planted in the ground.
I need somebody with a chain and a diesel truck to rip that puppy out.
You know, Joey Boy just put a new winch on his truck. You should just have him come winch it out.
Here we go. We'll put it to use.
Yeah. It's not going to get used anywhere else because it's not really like he goes off-roading. So.
Yeah, nah.
That winch is for looks only and maybe the tree.
Yeah. That is a lipstick Jeep.
It is.
It's got a lot of stuff on it that's not going to get touched.
It's pretty.
How was your weekend, Cheyenne?
My weekend was great. I spent yesterday out at Surprise Stadium.
Yeah,
I saw that. Because the D-backs were playing Texas. It was interesting, though. Because I didn't know that, like, we had like a full-on partnership with them. So I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I hear from KMLE, Nico and Cheyenne, and I went, what?
You're like, where's Nico?
And then all of our stuff, like all of our advertising stuff was on the screens and our names, and Nico Breaks the News was being talked about, and I was like, what is happening? So I'm there with my best friend and all of her kids and my kids, obviously.
Was it like an advertisement for those that are coming up to throw the first pitch?
No, it was just because we are doing that there. But no, it was just because of, like, the station as a whole has a partnership with them.
Oh.
So then at some point I heard them talk about Live and Big. Like, it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
And I just didn't expect it. And then, like, all my adoptive nieces and nephews were like, that's my aunt. They, like, start freaking out because they're never with us when we go out to do, you know, stuff because all of our stuff is 21 and over.
Right.
So they're like, it was crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Surprise Stadium.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks
cool.
to our management that told us about that happening.
They did not. And it really took me off guard because I was in my own little world.
Well, that's really cool.
Yeah.
AB Baby, what'd you do this weekend? Anything good?
Oh, no. No, not Abe.
No.
Abe's like, I
don't
want
to ruin it. You guys did so good.
He's going to be like, nothing.
No, it was a lot of something, but it was not fun.
Oh, did you work all weekend?
I did have to work all weekend.
You gotta stop doing that.
Oh, man.
This is the first weekend I've done that in a long time, but apparently it's back.
I know. That's not happening next weekend.
Blossoming work.
Oh man.
Allergies and weekend
work. I'm sorry,
work.
Y'all.
what can you do? Well, you got to work. You got to work.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
So real quickly, rundown of the winners for the Oscars last night, if you missed it, because we only care about, like, who wins the awards, right?
Yeah.
The awards shows have kind of, like,
they kind of
gone down the drain.
Yeah.
They haven't been amazing. And Conan O'Brien as a host, I would give him like a 7.
Okay.
Like a 7 out of 10.
Did he get slapped?
No. Nope.
Then I think he's doing okay.
He's already a leg up on you, Chris Rock. Actress in a leading role went to Mikey Madison from Anora, which Anora's a new movie, or a movie that's out that I honestly, since award season, never even heard of it.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
I don't know if it's like an indie film that just went crazy, but check out Anora. It's very popular. The director won 3 awards. Mikey was the lead female in the movie.
Okay.
So she got that. Kieran Culkin was one from Real Pain with, what's his name? Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
For the movie is A Real Pain.
Oh.
So I don't know. I haven't seen that one either.
I have not even heard of it.
A lot of love to the movies that aren't like the big blockbusters, I guess.
Which I do appreciate about the Oscars. The problem is that I haven't seen and or heard of most of them. So, yeah. I don't... It's like the one show I don't watch.
Yeah. The Brutalist for Adrian Brody won actor in a leading role. So I was kind of psyched on that. I like Adrian Brody a lot. And then the best picture went to Anora. So Anora won the picture of the year.
So what we learned last night is apparently everybody needs to watch Anora.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
So put that on my list of things to do.
I don't think you can watch it with your kids, though. From how it was described to me?
No, don't do that.
Don't do that.
Sounds like a movie I'll be turning on later today.
All right. Well, I hope everybody in the Camel Nation had a fantastic weekend. Welcome back to it. We're going to get to it. We got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Minute to Win It.
Minute to Win It is still rocking. We've got those 4-day passes into Country Thunder, 4 of them with a campsite. So be ready.
Ooh, get ready to win. Coming up, Camel Nation.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Emily's sister Kristen has been hiding a deep and dark secret for years.
And we get the honor to reveal it?
Yeah.
Yes.
They had a sleepover when they were kids. Let's just say that her sister did something to her over 15 years ago. All right, this is starting to sound crazy. They cut her hair when she was sleeping.
No!
She never knew who did it, and her sister wants to fess up to it. Let's call her up and break the news.
Hello?
Hey, is this Emily?
This is she.
Hey, Emily, this is Nico from Nico Breaks the News. How are you?
Good. It's Nico Breaks the News.
It's a service I do. I break news.
Okay.
So, I have news for you from your sister, Kristen, today.
My sister, Kristen?
Yeah.
Why didn't she just news?
Yeah. Well,
why
she...
Why didn't you just call yourself?
She wanted me to relay the message. She wanted to confess about the sleepover haircut that you got when you guys were kids back 15 years ago. She said she was the one that chopped your hair off, and she feels real bad about it now. So she wanted to apologize 15 years later. 15 years later. So.
Oh, they chopped out such a big chunk of my hair.
Oh, man. That sounds horrible. It's Nico and Cheyenne, the hair cutter herself.
No.
So you guys had beef over this for a long time?
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't admit it. I mean, it wasn't... Who else could it have been?
I mean,
I knew it was her.
I mean, it was a sleepover. Oh, yeah. It could have been one of several girls.
It could have been.
I'm just saying, you know.
But also, like, I understand, like, sister rivalries are mean. And when you get around mean friends,
mm-hmm.
your siblings will be even meaner to you when their friends are not nice.
Brutal.
Yeah, the worst we ever did was draw on a kid's face and put glasses on him with a Sharpie while we had a sleepover.
Nico.
You never did anything like that?
No, but my little brother, I had a sleepover with, like, 7 girlfriends. We were probably not, we're still in elementary school. Okay. He took maple syrup and poured it in everyone's hair. Do you know how hard maple syrup is to get out of a girl's hair?
Right?
That sounds terrible.
So, I understand. Also. It was not. And I almost lost friends over it. It was terrible.
So, hey, Emily, surprise!
It was your sister.
It was your sister all along.
Finally grew back.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
So just so we're all in agreement, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
When you use the self-checkout, nobody ever pushes the cash checkout, right? No. Stop it. Are you kidding me? You guys have used cash?
Yeah.
At the self-checkout machine?
Yeah.
Sometimes I have bills I need to get rid of.
Do you also use the coupon? I got a coupon, too. Do you use that button, too?
Actually, no, because it's built into the app on my phone.
Yeah.
Well, I do the automatic phone number and it discounts it, but you know how there is a like an actual like physical
you can scan your coupons.
I haven't got a coupon in my life, but
neither have I.
But Safeway makes it cool. You just go up to the thing under the product and you scan it with your phone and then it adds it to your phone number.
Oh, I like that.
It's all digital. It's great.
But you cashed out with you use cash?
Yeah. I almost never carry cash, so when somebody gives me cash and I'm walking around with it, I'm like, what am I going to do with this? So I just spend it at the grocery store.
I have emergency cash. On me at all times.
I always have an emergency 20 on me.
Yeah. So yeah, if I'm at the store for like whatever reason, like my card won't read, which has happened before.
Yeah.
I'll just but oh dang, I have cash and I'm boom like, cash.
I saw these three women. Okay, there were three grown women.
Like older than you, grown?
Very grown.
Okay.
Thank you for that, Cheyenne.
But you're grown. To me, you're grown.
That was kind of underhanded, though.
She kind of made me older than you. Kind of made me seem like the resident grandpa.
Older than you.
But they're standing.
I'm just making sure we're on the same page with grown, okay?
They're standing over this self-checkout machine with, like, clearly several bills. I it was a little too far away for me to tell how many bills it was. I'm guessing it was probably like two or three 20s. But they're standing over it, and they don't know what slot to put it into.
Aww.
They don't know where it goes. I wouldn't know. I don't know where. I've never used it before.
There are multiple slots, though, on those machines where they could go. Yeah. So I could understand the
one's
confusion.
One's for the receipt. One's for the change return. Yeah. One's for the bill, whatever. I'm used to vending machines where it's like, put your 5-10 single whatever in this slot and we're good to go.
Yeah, I could see that though, they would be confused.
I felt so, I was like, I can't help you.
It's like, you want to help, but you know you'd look equally
clearly,
as confused.
I see, ladies, you're struggling, but I don't know on this one. And then it got me thinking, like, you know what else I've never done?
Huh?
I've never gone through the drive-through like bank teller. Ever
seriously?
In my life. There could be a line of 300 people standing at an ATM, and I would rather go stand at the ATM than drive through the drive-through teller line, because I've never done it before. Do you fill out you have to have a form, right? Like for deposits or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And do you fill that out? There's so many questions I have. Do you fill it out before? Do you then put in?
It's usually in the capsule.
Oh.
And then you open it. Yep. And then you pull it out, you bring your car, you open it, you pull it out, you write down what you need, you put your driver's license in there and whatever it is that you're depositing or what have you. And then you close the capsule, you put it in the tube, you press the send, it goes.
It's so intimidating.
Yeah.
So there's a send to God button.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Send. And then it sends.
You know, it.
Yep.
And then it.
I used to love going through the drive-thru at the bank made me feel so adult.
Mm-hmm.
When I was like 16, 17.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
My mother would do. I think maybe she messed me up, I think.
Why?
Because I think she screwed it up a few too many times and they yelled at her like, just pull around.
Just come inside, ma'am.
Straight inside.
I think that's what happened. Ever since then, I've been a little good.
Trauma.
Yeah, I might be a little gun shy because of that. I don't know.
I don't know. The bank tellers are nice. I like them. So I
I mean, it's pretty fun job. You see them in there when you're actually at the counter. You're like, ooh, they're gonna use the
and then they put the cash into the counter.
I love that.
And you're just like, that's so cool.
Have a good day. Watching women navigate this self-checkout with cash really had me scratching my head. I'm like, why are you even holding money?
What is cash?
Who does that?
So we got weird.
Alex in Surprise. Alex, what is something that is super normal, everyday stuff that you have never done?
So this, I feel like I'm alone on this one, but I have never been through a drive-through of any kind. I am very claustrophobic.
Oh.
I can't do drive-throughs.
Wow.
That's actually really fascinating, because normally when you think of claustrophobia, you think of like close walls and a close roof. Sorry if that makes you feel weird. I didn't mean to describe that. But but being in a, what is it about the drive-through that just like sends you through?
Where do I start? You can't go forwards.
Yeah.
In some cases, you can't go forwards or backwards. You're trapped there. There's curbs on both sides. There's no way out. I mean, I don't know. Like, there's just a million things that run through my head. Like,
wow.
I feel bad asking questions because I have
stress.
A lot of questions.
I feel the stress building right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird talking about it.
So, like, when you would go out to the bars and eat, or like you go out and drink, right? And then you get the drunchies, which is what I call drunk munchies.
For sure.
What do you do in the middle of the night? Because the only thing that's open is drive-thrus.
I mean, I'll go to a all night grocery store, you know, Walmart. Like I'll strategize, but drive-thrus are not happening. I mean, it's just not going to happen.
So Uber Eats has saved your life.
Yeah, definitely. I'm very thankful for Uber Eats. That's definitely come in handy over the last few years.
Let me ask you a question, because no person on the planet actually knows the answer to this question, but you may. What does the inside of a Starbucks look like?
Oh, well, it's nice. They've improved over the years. Whoever's doing the interior design,
because I guarantee you, no one's walked into one in 5 years, at least.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Starbucks looks like an absolute nightmare. In-N-Out Burger, no way. I'm never going there.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Yeah, that's
Chick-fil-A.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Alex is not going to be near the stage at Innings Fest anytime soon.
Yeah, do you concert? Go? Do you go to concerts?
Yeah, how do concerts make you feel?
I'll go, but I'll make sure to be in the very back. Like, I'm happy with nosebleeds because nobody's around.
That makes sense.
In the back. Yeah, I can't.
There's Alex with his binoculars.
Up there.
Yeah.
Everybody turn and wave.
Section 400,000.
And guess what? Who's not having a panic attack? Alex. Because he knows his boundaries.
Yep, exactly.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Camel Nation, this morning, we are going to walk through the steps of preparing producer AB Baby for an event that he has never experienced in his entire life.
I'm kind of shocked that y'all haven't been through this before, because I have.
I let the cat out of the bag. I've never experienced this before. It sounds very now. It sounds very 2025.
Okay.
Like, I know it's probably not optional,
uh-huh.
And they're doing it because they want to obviously stick to their values and help themselves with their current situation. To me, it sounds like you're being a little selfish. You're being a little selfish. So the whole thing is, producer Abe was invited to a dry wedding.
Yes, he was. And he's never been to one before.
Yeah.
Now, I think the reason for the dry wedding is very valid. You know, people are in
obviously
recovery,
if they're working on their sobriety, they don't want to have it around them. They want to stay clear of it.
Totally understand.
Totally get it. I'm in no way judging you for trying to continue your sobriety and your recovery. That's not what I'm saying.
Sobriety is awesome.
But what I'm saying is, it's a little bit selfish to make every one of your guests also go down the sobriety road with you.
Although,
that's all I'm saying.
I do understand what you're saying, but I appreciate that they're just kind of making it a blanket for all.
Yeah.
And I like that. I've been to a dry wedding before.
And
so,
how was that? Soda sipping wedding.
Here's the thing, is that the dry wedding that I was at a church. The reception was at a church.
Okay.
So not only was it dry,
but also under the eye of the Lord.
It was under the eye of the Lord,
so,
our Heavenly Father.
You are being judged 24/7.
The music was super PG. The whole thing itself was just weird. They are still married today, though, and that was 14 years ago.
Yeah.
So there's something to it.
Why? For religious reasons or whatever, I totally get it. Now, producer AB Baby asked the question, is it okay to pregame? Which I'm not mad at this.
I mean, I think I do pretty well with not overdoing it, so I don't think anybody would notice. So what's the harm, right?
I think that if you are pregaming to the point where it just takes a little bit off the top, you know?
Exactly.
Then I don't have an issue with that. As long as you don't smell like booze, you're not throwing up in the bathroom.
Exactly. I'm not going to talk about it. Just
do not ask the groom if he wants to hit off your flask.
Nah.
Don't do that. that's a bad look.
Given why it's a dry wedding, that's a terrible option.
I don't even own a flask.
I don't even 15
either.
Of them.
I have heard you talk about your robust collection.
From standing up in weddings, it was like the cardinal gift.
It was.
Hey, I got you a flask with your initials on it.
Oh, gee, thanks. I'll add it to my 15 other ones.
I have so many flasks. True story. I've used one time. I've used one time a flask once.
Well, maybe you can lend it to Abe, because he's going to need it.
Ironically, it was to go to a dry wedding. No, I'm just kidding. So yeah, man, that was the thing, is I emceed a wedding that was dry at one point. Everybody had flasks. Every single one of the groomsmen, all the guys, you know, they found a way to snuck in their hooch.
See, that's odd to me. Like, if your entire, even your groomsmen,
yeah,
has a flask.
Yeah, everybody was.
At your, see, that's weird.
And they were like
that
walking.
That feels so high school.
They're walking
to me.
Outside. It was like they were sneaking
Ew.
Cigarettes.
That feels like smoking in the boys' room to
yeah,
me. Yeah,
100%.
Know?
That's what it was.
Like, ugh.
Like,
hey,
you guys want to go hit this flask outside? I'm like, what are we doing here, people?
It feels like they just didn't want to pay for the liquor license, like the liquor certificate.
Yeah, exactly. So, in my opinion, producer Abe, should you pregame? Obviously, keep it under control. Have something to eat. Don't get belligerent, because that'll be embarrassing.
Could you imagine belligerently drunk Abe, though?
Does that even sound like me?
You have a very small frame. That True. Body probably cannot take much liquor.
I think you're underestimating Abe a lot.
You think he has a high tolerance?
Yes, I do.
Oh. I mean, I've drank with him
Abe,
a couple times.
Abe.
He hasn't gotten saucy with me, but...
I think it's a lot higher than you think it is.
I think you just need to be careful and be very discreet.
For sure.
Be respectful at the end of the day.
Don't Absolutely. Go throwing up all over the place.
Or do. See what happens.
Or do.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that.
And then say goodbye to your friendships.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Nation, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Are you ready to have your mind absolutely blown?
It's a little early in the morning, but okay.
We just happen to have in studio this morning Professor Power, producer AB Baby, who told me something that I was like, wait, what? You gotta hear this. And we are talking about probably the most mundane thing ever, extension cords.
I am not Mr. Professor on this one, because I found out I was breaking a lot of rules.
Okay. I'm like, is it how to use the extension cord properly?
Yeah,
because
so like,
low-key, you plug it in.
They came out with someone came out with this list of like the biggest mistakes that people make with them. And I was thinking, okay, like what could they possibly be? And it was like a short list of like seven things. And every single one I have done, not maybe not every time, but at some point in my life, I have done this. And everybody else that I know that uses them too.
Okay.
So I was just... mind blown
Before
myself.
Before you read this list, Abe, we can all agree that an extension cord extends the
yes.
power cable to an appliance or anything that uses power to a wall outlet.
Yes.
Or
yes.
another device that provides the power.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the usage for an extension cord. What else you're doing with it, I don't know.
It's not so much that people aren't getting what they need out of it. They're not like plugging it into a potato or something. But So like, okay, for example, the first one is unplug them when they're not in use.
Okay.
I have extension cords that have been plugged in for years.
Right. Even when you are done
Why?
With the other.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't say.
Well, I'm sure it probably does, but I don't have that exactly in front of me. But I just know that when I read that, I was like, yeah, I've definitely left it plugged in.
Yeah, no.
Forever.
I have extension cords that have literally created extensions for power cables for years.
This one definitely got me. Don't run them under rugs or carpet.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody I know does that to keep them out of sight,
because
they don't look
in.
Well, that tripping, or it just looks like it's an eyesore.
Yeah.
So no, you want to.
Wait, why are you? Because they get hot?
That probably
Maybe.
Creates heat. Yeah.
Maybe it's a fire thing.
Yeah.
I feel that one. Okay. I've done that. I broke that law.
Replacing damaged cords, obviously.
Obviously.
I know we kind of relate that to, like, you know, your iPhone charger that's been withering away like a dandelion.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess on a bigger scale, like, I don't think I would probably use one if I saw one that was split or anything.
Yeah, bare wire. On a power cable, not smart.
Not
the way. How many? What's the threshold, though? Some people probably go, it's got a couple more weeks left in it.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
She'll be okay.
This one is straight up Clark Griswold. Don't overload them.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that. Yeah. I think I do that at Christmas over here.
Right. I mean, you try not to, but it happens.
I'm guilty on that one also.
Yeah.
This is a great one, because I have a few uncles that I can think of. Avoid daisy chaining them.
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that means
when
if you got a 10-footer and you need 20 feet, you just put another 10-footer on
you
there.
You buy two 10-footers.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You connect them.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that.
I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that either. Why? Does it say why?
Probably the same. I don't know. Maybe it's
could be hazardous.
Overloading it.
Could be. Uh-huh. I don't know. Unplug cords by the by the plug only.
Oh no. We whip it from 15 feet away.
just rip it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Leo, I've done that.
We are roping cattle with that one.
In fact, I think I did it the other day.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Like my whole
especially
life flashed before.
Not just extension cords, but allow me to specify the exact item that you do this with, and that is 100% the vacuum.
Yes! That's
nobody,
what I did it with.
Nobody ever walks up to the outlet and unplugs it with their hand.
Exactly.
No, the vacuum is one of those you gotta...
And the last one is don't buy cheap uncertified cords. I don't know if you've ever gone and you're like, oh, should I get the $30 one or this one for $4.99?
$2, yeah. Yeah. I'm
guilty.
Taking a $2 chuck on that,
that
one.
Is me.
Yeah.
Especially at Christmas time when it's like $4.95.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's the move right there.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
Baby.
We Same. Are all walking fire hazards.
Don't burn down your house, y'all.
It's time to play Minute to Win It. On Friday last week, we only got through question number 4, Nico.
Mm-hmm.
So we still got a lot of ground to cover. Can Tara from Tempe get on that, like, get the discipline?
Can she?
Yes, I can.
I don't know, Cheyenne.
Can Tara from Tempe cover that ground for us this morning? We're going to have to find out. Tara, have you been following along?
Yes.
Awesome. So you should be ready to go. Remember, now you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You go only as far as your right answers will take you. Once you get a question wrong, the game is over.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Let's play Minute to Win It.
All right.
10 questions. 60 seconds. Do you have what it takes?
Cheyenne's Minute to Win It starts now.
Tara, in what country was Keith Urban born?
New Zealand.
What is the icon used for sending or sharing a post on Instagram?
Paper airplane.
According to the New York Times, which day of the week features the easiest crossword puzzle to solve?
Monday.
When Hardy first moved to Nashville, he started writing songs with what country duo?
FGL.
What powdered orange beverage was advertised as the drink of astronauts?
Seconds.
What powdered orange beverage was advertised as the drink of astronauts?
Ten seconds.
Tang?
On average, what celestial body in our solar system is about 239,000 miles from Earth?
5 seconds.
239,000. Oh, that's it! That is
your minute.
But we did uncover 2 new questions, so Tara, congratulations on that. You have made the road a little bit easier ahead, okay?
Okay.
All right, so unfortunately, you didn't win the Country Thunder tickets, but for playing, we're going to send you to see Matt Stell this weekend at the Gila River Resorts and Casino Santan Mountain Ballroom with 2 VIP tickets.
Hey!
Yeah! Oh, woo!
I almost did something, Cheyenne, yesterday that I've never done before as a parent.
Okay, I love parenting firsts.
I almost whooped my kid's butt.
Oh, tell me more.
Little baby Justin, the pain in the butt ski, was at his gym class.
Yeah.
And his coach pulled me aside when I was picking him up and said, I've never heard this before. He said, your son was extremely disrespectful today. He was very disruptive, and we had a tough time getting through class. Because all I kept doing was trying to wrangle Justin back in. I'm like,
that's rough.
Man, that sounds so familiar. I was almost embarrassed because he said he was being very disrespectful.
That would have crushed me.
And I know you.
Yeah. We don't fly on disrespect in my house.
You don't let that play.
No.
And for him to tell me that, it was heartbreaking.
I bet.
And I got really upset and I brought Justin over. I was like, hey, what is this all about? You treat people with respect. And I had an instant flashback to my childhood. I will never forget my mother doing this several times because I was a rough kid to parent. Uh-huh. I will be honest with you.
At least you know that. Like, self-reflection is key.
Yeah. She would grip me up and pull me out to the parking lot, and then she would lay into me. She didn't want to do it in public. So whenever she saw somebody, she would have the biggest smile on her face, like, when we get into that car, your butt is mine.
She's like,
yeah. That's exactly what I did. I gripped Justin up and I said, thanks, coach. Justin and I are going to have a little conversation back in the car. And so as I'm walking out, I saw one of the other parents and she was like, oh, hey, Nico. And I was like, how you doing, Stacy?
Just trying to keep the crazy in.
Yeah. Full blown, leading her to believe that everything was super good.
Yeah.
Super copacetic. It was not. And Justin was kind of confused by this. Because God bless him. He's got some issues recognizing that there's some tempers flaring.
Right.
And so I, with a smile on my face, gripped him up. And he's like, Dad, you're hurting my arm. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
No.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, son. We're leaving right now.
Yeah.
And then I got him in the car, man. I laid into him verbally.
Yes.
Not physically. I've yet to hit my kid. I don't think I will ever do it. But, man, it pushed me to the limit.
Oh, that's a hard place to be in.
It pushed me to the limit.
Good for you, though. One thing that I think people don't understand is, like, when you are able to maintain your emotions, when you're having to discipline your child is a huge thing. Because a lot of experts will say, like, when you start to spank your child or however you discipline them physically, when you're upset, you lose sight of why you're doing it, and instead it's just based off of emotions.
Yeah.
So now you're taking it out on your kid. So good for you to be able to maintain that composure.
Thank you.
You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I will pat myself on the back a little bit.
I love that.
It was a parenting win in my book because back in my day, as we all know, I would have gotten my butt whooped.
Same.
Super lots.
Like, would not have been able to sit down.
Yeah. And
love you, Mom.
And I'm glad, because at the end of the day, they say you're not teaching your kid anything by doing that. All you're teaching them is that you can hurt them.
Yeah.
And that's the last message that I want to instill in my kid. I want to teach him that I'm not here to hurt you.
Right.
I'm here to help you.
I don't want my kid to fear me, but I want them to fear retribution from me.
Mm.
Like, I don't want you to feel like if I disappoint my parents or I do something wrong, then my mom's gonna, you know, beat me.
Yeah.
I want them to fear if I don't show up the way that I was taught and raised to show up, it's going to be disappointing.
Yeah.
And it's going to hurt my mom that I didn't show up. That's how I parent. I parent to fear retribution. I don't parent to fear me as an adult and as an authoritative figure.
He's never seen me get like that.
Yeah.
So, fingers crossed. Or Justin Lazarus, you about to get...
This palm be twitching.
The right hand. You're about to get the ace of spades and the jack of clubs, my friend.
I'm so proud of you. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
With that being the first time where he's pushed you to that, and that's where you were able to maintain that.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
I think his coach even looked at me and was like, I don't know if I should let him go right now. I don't know if I should let him leave with this kid. He like saw Justin through the window. He was like, goodbye.
Okay,
good
bye.
Good luck. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So we started talking about being fake in front of other parents when you're disciplining your kid, because my mom taught me the best. She would grip me up in that grocery store with a big smile on her face, and I'm going, why are you smiling, crazy lady? You're hurting my arm. And that's exactly what I did to my son. And although I felt a little bad about it, you know, we are a non-whoop the butt family.
Which is great for you guys.
And that's how we've been doing it ever since. Somebody got in my ear a long time ago and said, all you're teaching your kid by whooping them is that you can hurt them. And that's all they'll remember. Well, I remember getting my butt whooped, but you know what I didn't do after that?
Misbehave.
I didn't do what got my butt whooped.
I definitely whoop the rear where the rear needs to be whooped.
Nice.
However, it's not my first. Like, that is my last resort.
Yeah.
It is not gentle parenting by any means. I've just learned that, A, every kid has to be parented a little bit differently because all kids are different. I don't think that parenting is a one-size-fits-all situation.
I'll agree with that.
Yeah, and I also try to, like, I try to parent on, like I've said, retribution. Like, I want my kids to know that their actions cause a direct impact on me.
Yeah.
Emotionally, because we're their parents, right?
Absolutely.
My mom did text me, though, because my mom is driving in the car right now.
Yeah.
My mom said, because I said, my parents whooped my butt so I couldn't sit down. And she said, and I quote, "If you would have made better choices, I wouldn't have had to whoop your butt." LOL. That's valid.
That's her get out of jail free card right there.
Thanks for keeping me straight and narrow.
Ironically, my mother also reached out. This is not a joke, Camel Nation, by the way. My mom religiously listens to the show.
She does.
And she's always fact checking me live in real time. So she said, "And you turned out okay, ... So will he, heart symbol."
Thanks, Nico's mom.
Yeah. Yeah, I did turn out okay.
You did.
I learned pretty quickly that, you know, if you mess up, if you, this was my biggest thing. I don't know why this happened so many times, but for some reason, as a kid, I would break windows.
What?
I broke so many windows in our house, whether it was like kicking a soccer ball up against the side of the house or like throwing things across the room. Like, we would just be, I would say, "Here, take the remote control." Somehow, some way, that remote control would find a window. And it was just, it wasn't on purpose. I wasn't like a...
How did you survive your childhood?
I'm telling you, that led to more butt whippings than anything else.
My thing was that I wanted to make my own mistakes.
Oh.
I didn't want to learn
for it.
Yeah, I didn't want to learn from my mom's mistakes or my dad's mistakes. I'd be like, "Let me scrape up my own knees. I'll be fine."
Yeah.
Kids.
Kids.
Let me tell you what.
Kids.
Learn from other people's mistakes.
Just behave, okay?
Not worth the scars.
When my dad reached for that belt, man.
The belt.
He had that thing out like Jackie Chan, just whoosh, whoosh. Hi. Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
All right, back to it after a weekend filled with excitement, responsibility.
It was a great weekend, yeah.
You took on a little more responsibility than you wanted to.
I wouldn't say that. It was just different.
I sneakily said, "Oh, man, we got nobody to watch my kid this weekend. Oh, no, nobody's available." Cheyenne, after much contemplation, said, "I'll watch him.
Send him to my house. He'll hang out with me." And he did. He came over. He was over bright and early, 8:30 in the morning. I don't know if I've been out of bed that early on a Saturday in eons.
I'm sorry.
No, I loved it. It was great.
I did warn you.
I'm just joking. I do get up rather early on the weekends. I'm just kidding.
So my wife, Brooklyn Dana, and myself had work gigs that we had to be to, and it just wasn't a setting for a kid to hang out for 4 hours at a clip.
And for Justin, that's a very long amount of time.
It is. And so, I warned you.
Yeah.
I said it's going to be like 6 hours total, Cheyenne.
And it was. But it was fine. Like, you guys got there at like 8:30 and immediately, like, and Easton, my son, who is just a couple months older than your son, Justin, hadn't met before.
Right.
So
exactly.
Right off the jump, it was like, okay, new friends. It's going to be fine. Like, there was a little bit of stumbling around.
Yeah.
But they actually connected really quickly. And then straight to Roblox.
Roblox.
Which was a lifesaver.
Until they have a disagreement.
Until it wasn't.
Until Roblox becomes real life.
Yes. I was upstairs. So I have a loft in my house. And I was in my loft with my mom and I were just talking. Because we could hear them upstairs. And I'm sitting there and I could hear feet coming up the stairs. And I was like, oh boy.
Uh-oh.
And here comes Justin. And he sits at the top of the stairs with his iPad. And you could tell that he's mad.
He huffs and puffs. he's so dramatic.
But so does Easton. So is fine. So I sit down and I'm like, okay, what's happening? What's going on? And he's like, "Easton's being rude to me on Roblox." And I was like, okay, well, what does that mean? Because I can hear you guys.
It's a video game, kid.
It's a video game. He's like, "He killed me." And then he goes, "And I want to kill him." And I was like, oh, wait, hold on. Okay, that's not nice. Those are mean
things
words.
Things you don't want to hear while babysitting somebody else's kid.
He immediately, it registered that he did say something not nice. He goes, "I mean in the video game." And I said, okay, well, that's still very, very mean.
Yes.
So tell me what happened. So then he walks me through what happened, and I was like, okay, that got taken really out of hand. And I'm trying to talk to him because you and I have had this conversation because your son Justin is autistic.
Yeah.
And I don't have an autistic kid.
He doesn't know how to deal with feelings, emotions, behavior. So it's it's very different to him. In his brain, you know, like even in the Roblox world, he takes that stuff like very personally.
Super seriously. Yeah. So like I'm trying to keep in mind all the things that I've heard you say, like how you have to parent because it is different. And so I'm like trying to keep all these things in mind. And like I can feel my eyes getting really big. I'm like, it's okay, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. So I separate them, go downstairs, I talk to them both, and we're doing the things. And then Justin finally comes back downstairs, and then he takes the remote and he goes into Easton's Roblox account and he blocks himself on Easton's Roblox.
Whoa.
And then he changes Easton's avatar to something weird that he knew. Like, it was so
after much deliberation, Justin was like, I'm really going to wreck today.
He was really mad. So then at that point, I was like, okay, I was done. And that's when, like, because then Easton's upstairs and he's bawling because, like, his feelings are genuinely hurt because he thinks Justin, like, hates him, right?
Yeah. So then my phone rings.
I didn't know what to do.
And my butt immediately clenches tight. I was like, ooh, no, I'm only halfway through my gig. We ended up speaking to Justin, bringing him down back to reality. You know, he did a little grievance, a little apologizing.
He did.
Which was very necessary. And thankfully, thank you again for watching him. He can be a handful. It can be a little bit of a different challenge. But at the end of the day, he said to me on the way out, he goes, Dad, I thought he was really fun. I want to hang out with him again. And I was like, why didn't you tell him that? Like, why are you telling me that? You should have told Cheyenne and Easton that.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay, Dad, well, tell them for me. I was like, okay.
So overall, one squabble. And I think in 6 hours, we had one squabble. It wasn't that bad.
Hey. Not bad. Not bad,
I'll
Cheyenne.
I'll take it.
Keeps my kid alive. No trips to the emergency room.
Hey, come here.
Hey, let's do it again next weekend.
I'll take him whenever you need.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, it's Nico and Cheyenne. Producer AB Baby is in a little bit of a pickle.
It is quite a situation he's got.
And I have experienced this exact scenario in my life recently, so I can help guide you through, Producer AB Baby.
Is it a little uncomfortable?
Maybe I'm cold and calloused and heartless, but I don't give a shish kebab.
It's an interesting way to describe yourself.
I'm warm and fuzzy to the people that I'm very close with, but like acquaintances and, you know, casual friends.
You are very good at compartmentalizing friendships.
Separation.
Like, yeah, you put people in a place and you're good with that.
Oh, you have your own box.
Me, I'm like, I love everyone.
Be my friend. I can't do that because they're going to expect just as much attention from me that I give to them. And you're so good at that. I can't do that, y'all.
Good for you.
I got to limit myself a little bit. There's only so much Nico that can go around. Producer AB Baby, what is the situation?
I recently found out that a friend of mine who introduced me to a friend of his is a little salty that now me and that other friend are like new good friends.
The newer guy you're closer with.
The person he introduced me to, like, we're really close now. And he's feeling a little left out because, like, now we're closer than he was to either one of us. I didn't think anything of it because I just don't think like that. I just thought I'm still cool with the introducer. But
I also, same situation, never even thought about it. I was actually like, yo, what? Why aren't we not getting along like we used to? And come to find out, he was salty because I'm closer with the new friend.
Interesting.
Exactly. Yeah.
What I find so fascinating about this is I've actually not been in this situation as a girl. And I feel like this is a very girl drama situation, but y'all are boys.
It is a girl
and your
drama.
Male friends girl are drama. Salty over something that I feel like is such a girl thing to be salty
I'm
over.
I'm also not losing any sleep over
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Right. Another reason why I said
but
I'm
they
not
are.
Affected by it because honestly, like, this is going to sound terrible, but if this one friend just completely stopped talking to me, yes, over this situation, I wouldn't be that bent out of shape
he
about it.
He stopped talking to you completely?
Yeah, he hasn't responded to my text messages.
Ew.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, what's going on? And I found out from our new friend that, he's upset that we became so close. And we have more in common. We're both originally from the Midwest. Like, you know, we get along really well.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he kind of like, he phased himself out by introducing a new person to the fold.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, hearing you say that made me realize what it is. And it's kind of the same thing. Like me and the new friend bonded over so many things.
Yeah.
Music, especially fatherhood, all these things that I didn't really have in common with the introducer.
Right.
So it's like, I mean, we didn't set out to be like this, but it would just happen naturally. So what am I supposed to do?
Let me ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
If I was telling you this story from a girl's perspective, and I was like, oh my gosh, my girlfriend is so mad because now I've got a new, like, closer friend.
Oh, I would say, wow, you women have so much on your hands.
This is fascinating because I'm so sitting here like, drama. Wow, yeah. This is crazy.
This is probably the extent of boy drama. I don't think it gets any deeper than this.
I don't know. Maybe it does.
Well, especially because 2/3 of us in the scenario don't care.
Yeah, we don't
see,
care.
I would be so upset. I'd be like, why does she, like, I don't understand. Like, I would be trying to break this down to the point of like, down to her, like, is there something wrong with her neural pathways that she can't, like, be okay with this?
Well, let me translate it for you, Cheyenne, in guy speak, okay?
Uh-huh.
We have upgraded, so we don't care.
Ooh.
Oh. We have friendship upgraded, and you're always looking to upgrade, right? Do you want to have a friend that's currently checking in every 6 months from prison, or do you want to have a friend who's super successful and crushing it in life and being amazing?
Yeah, I get that for sure. Like, I'm very pro have friends who are like elevating with you.
Yes.
Yeah, I definitely get that for sure.
There you go.
Wow.
You can take my class for $4.99 a month. All this madness happened because Abe's friend introduced him to his new friend. And they said goodbye to old friend.
And old friend is salty.
I'm sure this happens with like relationships too. Like, he introduced me to my new boyfriend and he's obviously out of the picture now.
Wild.
Stacy in Cave Creek's on the phone. Stacy, tell us your situation.
I had a dear friend of mine from college introduce me to one of her friends. And so that friend and I became very, very close. And we don't even at all talk to the person that we had mutually in common.
The person who introduced you guys? You don't even talk to them anymore?
Yes. We don't talk to them. It's like, wow. She never comes up in conversation. Like, this other woman and I have become like really close, and we've even gone on vacation together, and we hang out all the time, and it's like this other person never had existed, but maybe they were in our lives so we could be best friends. I don't know. But
I love that.
Whoa.
Like, they existed so that you two could exist.
Just to introduce you guys. Yeah.
I just felt like we had more in common, and we just really hit it off. And so I owe a debt of gratitude to the friend that we've never, talk about anymore. But
I think that's the commonality, though, with this conversation is the, like, you bond over your likes and your dislikes. Yeah. And I think that that's what makes a good friendship, right?
Yeah. And I guess as you find that you have more common interests and, your life story just kind of meshes a little better than the other friend, and their interests are different. And we just hit it off, and it's like, oh yeah, how do we? And I think at one point we were like, that's right, she introduced us. That's how we're such good friends.
You know, we're just friends. Like, that's how it is. We just, I don't know.
Who is that other girl loser again that we used to be friends with?
Well, good for you. I'm glad you got a good friend out of it.
I did. And it's just, it's kind of crazy, but it happens.
Brooklyn Dana, my wife, the love of my life.
You love her so much.
If you're listening right now, turn off the radio, please. We're going to talk about if there's something in life that you like to spring a little extra for because it's so worth it to you, but it really doesn't make sense to do.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Like, it's that thing that you don't mind spending money on because you A, love it so much.
Yes.
Or B, it just makes sense in your brain.
Yeah, in your brain.
The math's in your brain for this particular thing.
Yes, Dana. Stop. Now. She already hates the fact that I dedicate so much time, so much of my energy, so much of my money to my hobby, my favorite sport, and my favorite activity on the planet right now is playing golf.
You do love golf.
During the season, I spend a considerable amount of money with equipment, especially like the balls, for instance. I don't think
look on your face when you say that, because you know what you're about to say is everything.
I don't think a lot of people understand. For a dozen golf balls, that's 12 mm-hmm. golf balls. Can you grab the calculator real quick here, AB baby? For one dozen golf balls, and the kind that I buy, it's also like 80% of the tour, because you know I gotta have my tour approved and used golf balls. The Titleist Pro V1X costs $55 for 12 golf balls.
Ouch.
And producer Abe, exactly what is the number figure that works out to per golf ball, please?
$4.58.
Oh my gosh.
$4.58, folks.
Comparative. Now,
that is a Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
That is
That's almost an entire salad from Salad and Go.
Shout Salad and Go. Yeah. There's your shout out for today. Yeah. So every time the ball goes off into the woods, every time it goes splash into the water, that's $4.50. Now you are going to have the opportunity to lose golf balls several times around.
Yes.
So we're talking like way more than 12, which is the dozen that comes in the pack. I'm pretty decent at golf, okay?
You are pretty good at golf.
I'm pretty good.
You're so way better than I am.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. I'm not going to lose like a whole sleeve of golf balls every time I golf, but I get the best of the best because I want to have the equipment that the best use.
Yeah.
And it's pretty common to use that $4.52 golf ball. $4.52? $58,
but who's
$58?
We are today. So
that's what I'm overspending on.
Comparative, I use the Callaway Soft balls. Mine for 12 are $25.
$25, okay. So less than half.
Yeah. And they work just fine.
Yeah, they probably do the same thing.
They probably do the same thing. But that's what you spend money on. I do not have any issue overspending or spending my money on a new outfit for every show that we have.
A new outfit on every
show? It is very rare that you will see me at a concert or a show wearing the same outfit.
You don't do repeats.
I don't do repeats.
Okay.
I don't. And I don't have any issue with it because we spend so much time on social media and it's such a big part of the job.
Yeah.
That I do not mind. It drives my mother insane.
I was always known as the Buffalo Check shirt guy because I wore the same black and red Buffalo Check shirt every single shirt show.
I can assure you that won't be happening.
And you've seen photos of me in that shirt before, but my wife put a stop to that.
Thank goodness.
It's not happening.
I'm
but
so
you
glad.
Also, you don't buy like Givenchy and Yves Saint Laurent. Like, we're not talking
I'm not buying designer clothes, but it is not uncommon for like my jeans, for example, are anywhere between $89 and $120. But dresses, skirts, shirts, all of those are generally new for every show. I know. It's a problem. It might be me. I might be the problem.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Actually, we might have just figured that out.
I can't help you with that one, Cheyenne.
Nope, but I'm not changing it because I don't have a problem with it.
Hell yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
You hear that, Dina? I'm buying whatever golf ball I want to buy. I'm buying whatever golf clubs I want. You.
I didn't say that at all, so please don't come for me. Hopefully, you show up to work tomorrow.
I didn't mean that last part.
I didn't mean it. I didn't mean that last part.
Do I think I'm a tour pro on the PGA Tour? No, I do not. Do I spend like I'm on the tour on equipment? Yes, I absolutely do.
You're self-aware, though, and I love that about you. This is all about looking in on the inside.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a little introspective. I'm going to do it regardless. Cheyenne, you will have a new outfit.
I will. That is my thing. I don't wear clothes twice to events, shows, and concerts. And that's just, I blame my mom, to be honest.
Well, you know what? This is a little support group happening right now. And Kelly and Florence, part of the Camel Nation, is going to help us in this situation. Right, Kelly? What would you overspend on, no matter what?
I have zero problem spending money on, like, trips and things that you make memories on. Like, mine and my husband's favorite place to go is Disney. It's something that I've always loved long before I met him. And I love that he shares that joy with me. And the way I see it is, you know, you can always make the money back, you know, but you're never going to get the time back. And the memories that we make when we go on any vacations, you know, it's worth the money.
I Love that.
Wow.
That's phenomenal.
You just made Disney sound like a great idea. Let's pack our bags, guys.
Say less, Nico.
We actually just got back from Disney. It was like a, you know, I begged him to go because his oldest daughter had come into town to visit. And yeah. I was like, can we go? Can we go? Can we go? And then he was like, buy the tickets. And I was like, done.
Sweet yes. invite. Woo. I'm just joking.
Yeah, right?
Thanks for inviting us.
Very selfish.
I know, right? I kept trying to win tickets all last week because I'm like, I need another excuse to go again. And if I got free tickets, I was like,
girl,
I got free tickets.
We don't need excuses to go to Disney. We just need money.
That's right. Yeah, right?
Yeah. He's usually the one that, you know, makes the money to spend it. So I'm like, I need him too.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for checking
time
in.
And
yeah.
calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
First and foremost,
yes.
reminder alerts. We have this beautiful camo hat that we did not even talk about this morning at
I
all.
Know. How did we get through the whole morning and not even talk about it?
And you have it.
It's on
your
head.
If you guys want this limited edition, beautiful. I mean, I think it's one of the most well-constructed baseball caps
yeah.
I've ever had.
It is very well.
It's robust.
Starched.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But so, it's good. It's a great hat. It will last a very long time.
100%.
It's a great investment.
I'm going to put a guarantee on that one. If you want one, go to camel1079.com. They are limited edition. We're going to stop selling them after the 17th of this month.
Correct.
So after this, it's over.
Yeah, you can't get any more.
And we want to see you out and about with these hats on because you will get some special perks.
Yeah, we've got upgraded seats for you no matter what concert we're at or meet and greets, backstage passes, things like that. Those are going to go to the people who are representing their camel love.
It's a little bribery.
Yeah, it is.
A little
bribe, you know what?
But
hey, we're not above it. Clearly.
A lot of people want them, so we put them on sale, and you need to get one before they're gone. Camel1079.com. They're made by State 48. We love these partners who are hooking you up with this hat. And yeah, go get you one.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
Because if you keep waiting, they're not going to be available.
All right. We will see you tomorrow. Love you. Appreciate you. Later, Camel
Bye.
Nation.
This is Nico and Cheyenne. Camel Country 107.9.